You're listening to Saturday with Claire Byrne, and I'm joined in studio by Labour TD Éan Ó Riordan, Sinn Féin TD Padraig Tobin, and political correspondent with the Irish Times, Fia Kelly. Taoiseach Enda Kenny is on his way to Boston today to continue his St. Patrick's weekend visit to the United States. Last night he presented Barack Obama with the traditional bowl of shamrock, and it's worth having a listen to his invitation to Irish Americans to give him a call anytime.
If you've got a problem, or you have an issue, or an anxiety, or a concern, or a proposition or a proposal, I want to hear it. My number is a public number. You can call me anytime. Citizens in other countries find it difficult to figure out how anybody can ring up the Prime Minister or the Taoiseach in my case and say, I want to talk to you. Sometimes I don't get a chance to answer all the calls, but you get calls from citizens who say, look, here's an issue, and you address that. That's responsibility taken to the ultimate level in politics. For American business and American investment in our country, you have an open door to government.
Obviously, Taoiseach speaking to the American Chamber of Commerce there. I'm not sure if he did hand out his mobile number afterwards, but it sounds as though they're all welcome to give him a buzz anytime. Our US correspondent, Katrina Perry, is on the line now. Katrina, good to talk to you. The ceremony last night happened when he presented this traditional bowl of shamrock in Washington. How did that go? Tell us all about it.
Well, the traditional shamrock ceremony is really something quite to behold. It was my first time to be there, and it's in the White House, so there's a level of excitement anyway, because you have a few hundred people who, you know, some are repeat visitors, but for others it's a once-in-a-lifetime sort of opportunity, and everyone is in their green gunas or their green ties or bits of shamrock or green ribbon or whatever. You know, I don't think there was a person in the room that didn't have some shade of green somewhere about their person. And basically, everyone is there mingling around. There was a nice looking selection of hors d'oeuvres and a bar and all that. Of course, the media is penned into a very tight little area, so we only get to look at these sorts of things. We don't get to enjoy them like everyone else.
Proper order, Katrina.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the job, so that's what that's a perk enough to be there, as they say. And then there was some music provided by Mundy, so he gave quite a rousing performance of The Galway Girl, even doing an extra couple of choruses at the end because the crowd was singing along and loving it so much. And then anyway, there's a big announcement made, you know, here comes the president and the Taoiseach sort of thing. And then the Taoiseach and his wife Fionnuala, or Fionnuala as Barack Obama calls her, and Barack and Michelle and Joe Biden all come out, and they come onto a little stage, and sure, the place goes absolutely mad. There aren't any seats, everyone's standing, so suddenly there's just a sea of mobile phone, camera phones, iPads and all the rest of it, with people wanting to capture the image. And, you know, Fionnuala and Michelle Obama, again, lovely green dresses, and Barack, Joe and Enda in their green ties. And it's all very jolly and lovely. You know, I mean, the whole time that Enda Kenny has been here, it's like he's going around with a kind of green-hued honey glaze on him, because he can do no wrong. Everybody wants a piece of him. Everywhere he goes, there's a queue of people to have their photographs taken with them, shake his hand, tell them this, that or the other anecdote about Ireland or their fifth granny twice removed or whatever it is. And that really culminates in that shamrock reception, you know, and it's very much kind of a feel the love sort of thing. But
so all of that, you know, might explain then the call me comment that we heard earlier on. It's kind of being everybody being swept along on this wave of Irishness.
Yeah, Enda Kenny made that comment at his actual very first engagement here on this US trip to the US Chamber of Commerce on Thursday morning. So that room is filled with a slightly different audience. They would be all, you know, quite senior American business people and people who either do business with Ireland or maybe are looking to do business. So it's a kind of target audience that obviously the Taoiseach would want to be pressing the flesh with. Mm-hmm. So it's very, I mean, the tone that he has over here is actually quite different, I think, to when I've seen him speaking at various things in Ireland. He's a lot looser and a lot more relaxed, and you know, he's very much like, I'm your man, I can sort you out and do whatever you want. And of course the Americans absolutely love that. I mean, I've been talking to a few people who had never seen the Taoiseach speak before, and they've seen him now at a number of events in the last few days, and they're really quite bowled over by him, you know, and it's like nothing they've ever seen before, and how lucky we are to have him as our Taoiseach, and you know, isn't he great for the country, and he turned around the economy and all this kind of thing. So he's flying the flag good and high over here, I have to say.
But there is some controversy on the way, because I know he's heading to Boston, or he's possibly on the way right now. And there is an issue there with Mass Equality, the Boston Gay Rights Group. They've asked him to support them in their protest about not being allowed to march in the Boston parade.
Yeah, this is a controversy, as we know, has been rumbling on for a number of weeks this year, but actually for the last 20 years or so in Boston and in New York, about the issue of members of the LGBT societies walking under banners or posters that say they are of a certain society. I suppose parade organisers in both cities would be anxious to point out that they don't ban LGBT people at all, but just not from marching under a particular poster or a banner. With the Boston parade specifically, some sponsors now have started pulling out their sponsorship of the parade. Sam Adams, the brewing company that make the Sam Adams beer, which would be, I suppose, Massachusetts' number one beer, they've pulled out their sponsorship as well. So there's a lot of kind of rising pressure there. Taoiseach's heading to Boston this afternoon, and he'll be there tomorrow when the Boston parade is on, although he's not scheduled to actually march in the parade. He has another engagement in the Irish Cultural Centre, which is some way outside of Boston, at the time the parade is on. So it's really been just quite a sticky issue, I suppose, for the Taoiseach and for all of the ministers, because the Taoiseach will meet with the Boston Mayor, Marty Walsh, tomorrow, who himself is boycotting the parade, despite being a very proud and loud Irish-American himself, but who's marched in the parade before but won't do it now that he's mayor of the city. And then you have the Taoiseach meeting the New York Mayor, Bill de Blasio, early Monday morning, even though that mayor also won't be marching in his city's parade. So it's quite an awkward situation, and it'll be very interesting to see what the kind of the tone of the conversation and the body language is between An Taoiseach and the two mayors when he meets them.
So it's Boston today and tomorrow, and then back to New York.
That's it. Yeah, there's no public engagements today, so it's a kind of travel day. And then tomorrow is a jam-packed day in Boston. There's a St. Patrick's Day breakfast, and there's a kind of family celebration, a mass, another business and economic reception at the Consulate General there. Then transfer to New York late tomorrow night for a programme of events that starts at 6 a.m. and I think runs on till nearly 6 a.m. the next morning in New York. Again, a breakfast with Bill de Blasio, mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, another few various meetings with the Irish Chamber of Commerce, other business people. Then, of course, the parade itself. And Taoiseach will march in that for a little bit, and then he takes a seat in the reviewing stand and kind of watches the rest of it from there before going on to various other engagements. So a full schedule ahead of him, really, at this stage.
Certainly is. Katrina, thank you for all of that. That's Katrina Perry, RTE's US correspondent. Fiach, you were on one of those trips previously with An Taoiseach. I mean, the agenda is extraordinary. That's point one. And the second one is this gay rights issue is not going to go away. I mean, it could become quite serious over the next few days. Mm. And, who knows what might happen as the Taoiseach marches in the New York parade on Monday.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to watch, particularly since Joan Burton is in the city at the same time and made it be known that she wouldn't be marching in the parade. But there was a bit of debate whether she was actually invited to or not, but she said if she was going to be invited, she wouldn't. I think she made that clear. But I do think, yes, that has potential to cause some controversy. There is clear discomfiture around the Taoiseach about this, but I think they have promised to do it. They can't back out now. But I think that for any future engagements, you may see kind of requests from government that they're not put in this situation again by parade organisers. But having said that, I have been on the Paddy's Day trip with the Taoiseach 2 years ago. I think it is hectic, and he is actually good at it. He gets around the room. He's very energetic. He keeps going. He delivers the same speech maybe 50 times over, but it works, and they really like him over there. He does, I think, the comments about the call me now, I think it is kind of easy, I suppose, when you're in a room and you're full of energy and you've been meeting these people for days to kind of get a bit enthused, and maybe that explains the comments he made about call me. I think some people might want his phone number here, but they don't get it.
I know. I was just going to say that. Tom, I don't know if any Breaking Bad fans are in the room, but Tom says, I can't get through to the passport office, but Enda, Better Call Saul is always available. What a joke. Apologies if you haven't seen the series. It's a bit of an in-joke. Brendan Conroy, Aon made it very clear there. Alan Shatter is one of us, ticks all our Liberal boxes, and we look after our own. And Marcin says, I'm glad Aon feels that the minister is serious about whistleblowers. Could he let us know which issues he's not serious about? Anyway, that's belonging to to the previous part. Pather, talking to you about this St. Patrick's Day parade issue, and in particular whether the Taoiseach should be marching in that parade. Do you have a view on it?
Yeah, first of all, I suppose LGBT people should be welcome everywhere. There's no doubt about that. It's interesting that I think that the Taoiseach actually should try to use his office to see kind of compromise or a solution be brought to this process. Now, obviously, he doesn't have jurisdiction in New York as of yet, but there's no doubt that he holds influence and should hold influence with the organisers of the actual parade.
He said it's about our Irishness, not about sexuality.
There is a logic to that argument, and there's also a point where I find it interesting where some people are not going to attend this parade, but would have no problem going to Saudi Arabia or to China, etc., to engage with organisations over there around St. Patrick's Day as well. It just seems to me there's a little bit of a kind of two sides to the story. If there's an economic benefit in it for maybe the country or the organisation, standards are maybe slightly different. But no, LGBT people should be allowed to march in that parade, and the Taoiseach should be allowed to should use his office to try and reach a compromise.
Eon?
Well, I'm delighted to hear Pather say that, because there was a video produced recently by members of the Oireachtas, one from Fianna Fáil, one from Labour, one from Fine Gael and one independent, calling on the very same thing, but Sinn Féin weren't involved. And the accusation was that Sinn Féin are more interested in getting conservative Catholic dollars from the US than actually standing up for gay rights. So I'd be interested to... I'm interested to hear that Pather is saying that. On the issue of...
Welcome back to you, Pather.
Yeah, on LGBT rights. I mean, you know, the Taoiseach was invited to a male-only dinner hosted by the Ancient Order of Hibernians in America last year and refused to attend it. Now, I think there are very many different ways of organising these things through diplomatic channels or by making, you know, grand gestures, but I mean, of non-attendance. I think it's beyond time that the parades in the States were an awful lot more inclusive and that this issue was put to bed. But I certainly think that Sinn Féin cannot talk about equality in Ireland and then put conservative Catholic dollars ahead of that.
Your response?
That's a load of hocus pocus. The party has a very clear marriage equality policy, and indeed is to the fore in that particular campaign.
Part in the video.
I understand, and I wasn't involved in that. I think a text or a script was given to one of our spokespeople and asked to articulate in that particular video. And the party reads its own texts, etc. And there's also an issue of freedom of association. People do have a right to a freedom of association, no matter who they are.
Then the organisers of the parade are entitled to have who they want.
What I'm saying is I believe the LGBT people should be welcome everywhere. That's my particular view on it. And I'm saying the government should use its access, if you like, to reach a compromise in this. But the point is, you know, that, you know, that
you want your American money at Patrick's Day.
You're all talking at the same time now, so I'm going to take a break. Just before I do, Katrina Perry pointed out that Joan Burton will be in Washington on Monday and not in New York, and lots of listeners have been in touch to say that we've no American ambassador, nobody has been appointed to that role, and that's how relevant we are. Back in just a moment.